This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Top state and federal officials are urging people in Massachusetts to remain vigilant to prevent further spread of the coronavirus. Today, Governor Charlie Baker and the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention toured the vaccination site at the Heinz Convention Center in Boston. They talked about progress in vaccination efforts and the rise in coronavirus cases here and nationwide. WBUR's Steve Brown was there. He joins us now. And Steve, the governor and CDC director, were at the Heinz because it's one of the sites where people giving vaccinations are basically in a race against time to get the shots into people's arms. How is the Heinz picking up the pace?
Well, Lisa, starting tomorrow, they'll be increasing the number of vaccinations given out at the Heinz from 1,000 a day to 7,000 a day. That's because an eight-week-long FEMA pilot program is starting, and with it come an extra 6,000 daily doses of COVID vaccine. Needless to say, the state is very happy to accept it.
As vaccination rates increase, though, the problem is so do infection rates, and I wonder what state officials are saying about what we're seeing right now in terms of the case numbers.
Yeah, they are trending upward. Governor Baker said over the course of the last week, Massachusetts has seen more infections than in previous weeks. But he says the largest growth in recent cases has been among young people under the age of 30.
The CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, has been critical lately of states that have been easing coronavirus restrictions, and we should say Massachusetts is one of those states. Walensky had been an infectious disease specialist at Mass General Hospital until she became the director of the CDC. Did she use this visit to the state to critique Governor Baker's approach?
No, she didn't. And reporters tried pretty hard to get her to weigh in on what Massachusetts has been doing, but she just didn't bite. Now, remember that the governor recently loosened some of the restrictions that have been in place for quite a while. For example, there are fans now allowed in the stands for the Bruins, Celtics, and beginning on Thursday, Red Sox games. It's only 12% of the capacity, which is just a couple of thousand fans at a time. Capacity limits have also been lifted on restaurants, so long as there's a 6-foot distance between tables. Indoor and outdoor gathering limits have been raised, 100 people indoors and 150 outdoors, but that doesn't apply to private residences and backyards. For those, it's 25 people outdoors, 10 indoors. Still, the governor says he's keeping an eye on things.
Well, look, we spend a lot of time looking at and reviewing the data generally, and we talk on a regular basis with our colleagues in the healthcare community about this, and we do make changes when we think they're appropriate to make. I want to echo what Director Walensky said about wearing a mask and being vigilant. I mean, I can't express how important it is, and we've seen this since last fall, that a significant part of what drives case growth, not just here in Massachusetts, but around the rest of the country, is when people let down their guard.
Now, the governor said the virus spreads not so much in formal settings where people are properly masked, but in informal settings where people get too close to people who are outside of their circle without masks. And he is concerned that there may be another spike due to Passover this week and Easter coming up this Sunday.
And yesterday, Walensky said that she was frightened by the recent uptick in cases nationwide and said she got a feeling of, quote, impending doom. How did Walensky expand on those comments today?
Yeah, she was asked directly about a video that she released yesterday, really beseeching people not to let down their guard when it comes to the virus. Here's how she followed up to that today.
When I said I had a feeling of impending doom, it is sort of this feeling that I've had surge after surge, serving on the front lines at Massachusetts General Hospital, and recognizing that right now it's preventable. We know that it's preventable. We have the science to prevent. We know what we need to do to stop the surge, and we would ask everybody to go ahead and do that.
Now, she mentioned a couple of times the way to do that is to continue wearing masks, keeping proper distance from others, and, of course, getting the vaccine when it is your turn.
WBUR's Steve Brown, thank you, as always, for joining us.
Thanks, Lisa.